This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program, Wednesday, June 23rd. That was yesterday.
So nice
breaking
to have it twice.
Yes, I'm glad
to
know.
The DJV show yesterday was June 23rd.
Yes, yesterday's news today. That's how it used to get. That's what you get on the
map. We're in July almost.
I know, really? Isn't it amazing? Yep. Epicurus said, "He who is not satisfied with a bit is satisfied with nothing." Do you think that's true? You know, Epicurean, the Epicurean delight. I think that there are a lot of us who, we reach for the, Casey Kasem, reach for the stars, keep your feet on the ground, that kind of stuff. We need to be satisfied to a point. But then there are those things that we strive for that we think are valuable, that are important. Being good people, et cetera. All right, so we have the Miles report. What? Are you going to be right back? I thought you were going to stay. Oh, okay. All right. Miles is...
Jeff to lubricate his instrument.
A young broadcaster.
He needs his first cup of coffee. That's right.
Yeah, right. Let's hope that's not the case. All right, so let's move around here and see what's going on. The thing in Florida... Anything late on that with the collapse of that building in South Miami? Finding people and bodies and it looks like somebody...
Yeah, spoke horrible. Out. It's really bad. They're going to have an update today about just what went on, what went wrong, what's happening. One witness said that it felt like an earthquake as it happened, and there are a lot of rescuers who are just looking now through the rubble to try to find survivors. And what's really strange, and you know how... You know when you okay? So there was a pedestrian bridge as well that collapsed in Washington D.C. And I was talking with someone about how if you use that bridge every day, how do you like make it right with yourself if like you survive? You weren't on the bridge. Like how is that moment decided upon?
Guilt.
Right? Yeah, the survivor's guilt. Imagine this: only half of the building collapsed in South Florida.
That doesn't make sense to me looking at it. Either.
I know. Yeah. If you look at the image, it's stunning. It's like half of the building just like
it has to be
melted,
a problem with the way the building was structured and the land upon which it was built. There's no really other explanation.
But what, I mean, you know, how do you feel if you're those people who live on the other side of the building? I mean, I guess
lucky.
You feel pretty lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
But 80 units, they think, were included in all of this, according to Surfside Police. So.
All right, here's a bombshell. The state of California has almost 2 million more registered voters than it ought to have. How does that happen? How do these numbers come to be, Jennifer?
Well,
why?
As we've been talking, and I think it's particularly interesting because we've been talking about the For the People Act, which would federalize the election process and essentially take everything that we do in my state of California and kind of blow it out across the country. So here's why, if you needed more evidence as to why this is a bad idea. There's a group called the Election Integrity Project. I think I've talked about them before. They're nonpartisan, but they are watchdogs over the election process, right? They go in, they get the count from the registrars. Their volunteers who work for this group are really important to our democracy. And so they released a report that asked several questions to the new Secretary of State. Remember, we have a new Secretary of State in California because the old Secretary of State has been appointed as Senator. Alex Padilla now replaced Kamala Harris in the Senate. So we have a brand new Secretary of State. And so they asked a couple of questions. One of them is, why are there 124,000 more votes counted in the California presidential election than voters recorded as voting? So they keep track of the number of ballots and the number of voters. And there are 124,000 more ballots than there were voters. And most of them, 116,000 of them, came by the vote-by-mail system. And so this is why there's a question, because it leaves you ripe for fraud with the vote-by-mail system. And they went by county to show where the biggest problems were. Then they also said, why do more than 7,700 voters have two votes credited to their names during the November 3rd presidential election? Two votes for 7,700 people. And
lovely.
Why does California, here's the biggie, have 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible citizens in the state. So there are more registered voters by 1.8 million than there are residents who are eligible to vote in the state of California. And they had that during this most recent election cycle. Now, these are some really big questions.
Yes.
Yeah, and so where are the answers? Now, this woman's new. I don't know much about Shirley Weber. I'm hopeful that she cares. But I will tell you that Alex Padilla ignored all this stuff. And why? You have to think that maybe they're excited about the idea of fraud. I don't know. Maybe it benefits them. Right. Certainly, Gavin Newsom would probably like to have people, you know, working
more
on his side.
More people voting for him than
exist
in the state to vote? Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, so Miles, my grandson, is here in the studio with me. Miles, I have a question for you. Ready to answer a question? We have to stand right in front of the microphone. All right. We want to know whether you're worried about inflation. Are you worried about inflation?
What's inflation?
Inflation is when things get, you know how the dinosaur out in the yard got blown up? That's the dinosaur is inflated. There's a lot of air in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so are you...
I'm not worried about inflation.
You're not worried about inflation, okay.
So we asked the dinosaurs.
And we found a pin in the dinosaur's tail, so now nothing can float away on the dinosaur.
The pin? Oh, you mean it can be pinned on...
Yeah, you put it into the ground and then it doesn't float away.
Really? Maybe we should take a picture of it and post it on some sites, but you don't know anything about sites, right?
I also have something to tell.
Oh, you have something to tell us? Okay, what do you
can
want to tell the ladies?
Mike? Can we get him on mic? Because he's off mic.
Isn't the mic on? Come on. Yeah, mic on.
I'm talking into my mic.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Victoria.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miles.
Hi, Miles, you're on.
Yesterday, I actually went to the Science Museum.
You went to the Science Museum?
Yes.
What'd you see?
Dinosaurs.
And?
Lots of other cool stuff.
Really?
And Miles, so, what is your favorite dinosaur? Do you have a favorite?
I don't actually have a particular favorite. I love a few dinosaurs. Triceratops, T-Rex, Footlongosaurus.
And?
All right, those are three good ones.
Yeah, those are good. They're really good ones, yeah.
Momentosaurus.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What do you think we should do about voter fraud in California?
That's Miles, five dinosaurs I like.
You like five.
Miles, you live in California. What should we do about voter fraud?
What's voter fraud?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Gavin Newsom says. I don't know, voter fraud.
I never heard of it. Yes, right.
What?
Don't worry about that.
That's where you vote, I think.
Yeah. Anything on the... All right, thank you, Miles. The continuing focus. Britney Spears was in L.A. And that's where the whole discussion is going on, right? All of it set in the which courthouse is it though?
She wasn't in. Well, it's the Stanley Mosque. It's the one right in downtown L.A. She wasn't there, and thank goodness for that, because without her being there, it was already a circus. If she had been there, I just have this feeling it would have been like a Princess Diana moment. You know what I mean? Like, there is just so much paparazzi that would have interest in her. I think there are ways for celebrities to kind of sneak in and out of that courthouse. But I feel like it would have been a mess and maybe some security concerns. But
and she was so nervous. She talked a mile a minute. The court stenographer had to ask her several times to slow down. She just had so much anxiety and everything all pent up. And, yeah, if she had been there in person and saw those crowds, I think she would have maybe gotten in the car and driven away. I don't know. Mm. I think the fact that she was at home and was able to do the statement from home, probably with her boyfriend there for support, I think that's how she got through it.
All right. So speaking of Los Angeles, Warner Brothers is expanding its studio tour, The Friends Experience. There's a new set that's been there. How much of this...
That is a very well-kept secret, and it is so much fun. A lot of people spend a lot of money to go to Universal Studios, and Universal is great, but it's more of a traditional theme park. If you want to really get on a back lot and really have access to cool stuff, that Warner Brothers tour is a lot of fun because they put you on like a little, well, it's a bigger version of like a golf cart, and they take you all around, and the tour is different every time depending on what projects they're working on the lot. They'll take you into different sound stages. You can see how the audio is dubbed over in the movies. It's really, really cool. But one of
the fake laughs and stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even the sitcoms. Like when I was there, what was the George Clooney movie where he was at Sea Was a Perfect Storm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I happened to do the tour when they were doing that. Now, Clooney wasn't there. Otherwise, you would have heard about a crazy woman throwing herself at him. But we got to go in and watch the overdubbing of, like, the big boom, boom, like the big audio sound effects on that movie. So it's really cool because you can get real access and see real things, not just, you know, the jaws jumping out of the water, which is fun. But it's just a little different.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend that tour. But part of, like, the thing that they do every time is they show you, like, the Batmobile. They take you to this little car museum. And then they had the Central Perk coffee shop set up so that people could walk in. But now they've expanded it because of the popularity of the reunion. And I guess they're making it, like, an eating experience where you can go in and you can get snacks and you can sit and eat around the recreation of Joey's apartment and Monica's apartment. So I saw the pictures. It looks really cool. It looks really fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, investing icon Warren Buffett. Is that a good way to describe him? Investing icon, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah, but I was going to call him Buffet because it sounds fancier.
Right.
Like Phoebe Buffet?
I think he's 84 now. He's already given away last year he gave away $4 billion. This year he's giving away $4 billion to five foundations. He has committed to give away 99% of his net worth by the time he dies. Which still is going to leave somebody with about $1 billion, so it's not like they're going to be paupers in the family. But he got off of the board of the Gates Foundation, and a lot of people are trying to read into it something that isn't there. They're great friends. He's resigned from all of those corporate boards, and the only one he's on is his own now, because he's 84 years old. Isn't it amazing? Oh, what's wrong? There's a rift between Bill Gates and come on.
People, it's slow news,
stop making up this baloney. It is just asinine. It is. I mean, really, some of this stuff is just plain asinine. And so are we giving it life by talking about it? I suppose maybe we are, in a manner of speaking anyway. All right, 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Friday 3 half the hour now on the DJV program. Sunshine and lollipops coming out of the speaker or headset or whatever you're listening to, with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay updating the circumstance with trending items other than Britney, because there are other things going on that people are yakking about and concerned about. You'll follow them on our social media at DJV Show, and Jay will give you the update in just a moment.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, let's get at it here. Certainly somebody that everybody knows, Mark Hoppus from Blink 182. It's a kind of a sad story about him. How old is this guy?
It is. He's in his 40s. He's relatively young. He is battling cancer. It's unknown what type of cancer, but he announced on social media that he's been in chemotherapy for the past 3 months. He says, it sucks. I'm scared. And at the same time, I'm blessed with incredible doctors, family, and friends.
Tough stuff, man. You wonder if people say there's no God when you see the kind of suffering that people go through with cancer. I don't agree with that, but I think because a lot of different factors involved in it. But, yeah, it's tough stuff, no question about that. All right, who's Drake Bell and why are we interested in him?
He's an actor. He has been in the news because of a court case happening in Cleveland, Ohio, regarding an endangering child case. We can't find out exactly what he's accused of. It hasn't come out yet. But it's something along the lines of he pled guilty to attempted endangering children, a fourth-degree felony, disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, a first-degree misdemeanor. So he could face up to 18 months in prison for the felony charge. he's slated to be sentenced in July. Now, this incident, the alleged incident, happened back in December 2017. A girl from Canada was in Cleveland. He was in Cleveland doing something. They'd been talking for a while beforehand. She was 15 years old at the time. And so when she went back to Canada, she contacted Canadian authorities, who then contacted the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office and or Cleveland Police Department, and they started the investigation and found that there was enough to actually convict him or possibly convict him.
Chase him. All right. This business of Stephen Amell, a lot of these names, I'm sorry that I don't know. I don't even know who this guy is. But what's his, he got into an argument. Everybody is so involved in everybody else's life. Mind your own business. What is this?
Well, it's hard when it's on an airplane.
They didn't have it taken off yet.
So Stephen Amell, yeah, they were on the plane. They hadn't even taken off yet. He's an actor. He was on the show Arrow. He was apparently drunk and just berating his wife. Bystander said that she had her face in her hands. She clearly looked embarrassed. A flight attendant asked him to keep it down. He didn't. Then a few more flight attendants and an air marshal escorted him off the plane. It was unknown whether or not he was arrested or able to get on a different plane. Well, Stephen Amell released a statement saying, while he was thrown off the Delta flight for, not really much of a reason other than being asked to lower his voice, and he feels like he did. But 10 minutes later, he was asked to leave the flight, so he did, and then booked himself on a Southwest flight. He was on Delta. He booked himself on a Southwest flight 2 hours later and traveled home. His wife and the rest of their traveling companions stayed on the original flight and went home.
All right. So
any celebrity who's drunk and disorderly on a plane is going to make news.
I feel like I'm just waiting for passenger phones, cameras, the pictures, videos to make waves.
All right. There it is. what we're focused on here is people being people. Not that it's good. Sometimes it's bad, but it's people being people. And maybe people do it because they want to get attention away from their own stuff that's going on in their own lives. That could be it. 28.5 after the hour.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting a small number of health issues related to some of the COVID-19 vaccines. Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC Advisory Committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA also plans on including a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis.
Patients with the mild heart inflammation are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. Large numbers of rescuers in South Florida are searching for survivors Thursday after an apartment building partially collapsed around 2 a.m. local time. Surfside Police said it's unclear how many people were inside the building at the time. All 11 stories on the southeast side of the building are now rubble. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right.
Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About an hour's drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, a TV version of David vs. Goliath is playing out on HBO. Wyatt Cox explains.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David vs. Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action, and the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas, and then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda,
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Four after the hour. Here we are on the Thursday. I did get Thursday and Wednesday straightened out. Today is Midsummer Day. I don't understand this. Victoria, you're going to have to help me with this. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me. The idea, it was summer just started yesterday. So why is it? I know it's a pagan ritual. It's all about fertility, that kind of stuff. Did you see the moon, by the way, last night?
Woo. No.
It was
pretty. It was big.
Wasn't it?
Is it a strawberry moon? Because I know that was trending this morning.
It was, yeah.
Maybe it's full tonight. I don't know.
It was big and bright and beautiful in the sky. It was wonderful to see, frankly. Anyway, back to midsummer. The pagans believed that plants had healing properties during the summer solstice. So they honored the day, showing reverence to nature. Lots of rituals like dancing around maypoles and doing things that like bonfires, that kind of stuff, to keep away the evil spirits. And it was said the spirits were free to roam the earth when the sun was turning toward the southern hemisphere. And, you know, that's what happens. We turn the planet turns on its axis and it goes in different directions. Isn't it? I really, the more I talk about this, the more we understand how intricate the systems are that keep this planet as it is and the amount of violation that we do to it. And the fact that it survives as it does really is pretty amazing. But it's one of the most wonderful engineered, that's what it is. It's an engineering job. Imagine creating a ball that floats through space as it does at tens of thousands of miles an hour, going who knows where, coming from who knows where, and lasting for who knows how long. It just is it's just amazing. And I think, you know, people have been for years, since man has been alive, grasping at trying to find reasons, trying to find how, trying to find why. You know, I think that's really what religion is all about, kind of, giving an explanation to something that doesn't have an explanation. Do you agree, ladies? Do you think that's part of what it is? There's no explanation for the stuff that we can fathom. Part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you then believe in faith. So that's the story.
Well, to answer your moon thing, so the strawberry moon is actually going to be full at 2:40 p.m. this afternoon Eastern time. And so you'll be able to see it tonight if you have clear skies. It should look pretty good. It's the last super moon of 2021. So this will be, this is it.
What, there's not a big moon in the fall when they normally have
there's
big
no
moons?
More, there are no more super moons for 2021.
Yeah, we had three in a row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, that's because the moon is closer to the Earth at this time. It seems bigger because it's closer. Hello, duh. And that's
duh. I will never.
And also to answer your question about
that one was epic.
What? Something to say
the
that
super
again?
Moon back in 1993 was like March something 1993. I
How
feel
do
like
you remember that,
that? Because that was the I compare every supposed super moon to that moon. That was the one that it was just so big. And every time I see one of these super moons, I'm like, it's like a full moon. It's just a little bit brighter. It's nothing compared to what that one was.
Wow. All right, so we found ourselves officially in summertime, and there are a lot of youngsters who have signed up to go to camp. Who doesn't remember this anthem for camps?
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking.
This was a
with Joe Spivey,
big song back in 1963. Some people, I mean, this has become iconic, right? You both know this song, Alan Sherman, right?
I wouldn't have heard of it the first time.
You never heard it? This first time you've heard it? Growing up in the household you grew up in, you never heard this song? Wow.
No.
All right, crank it up.
I couldn't tell you who sings it or anything or what the context is. I've heard it, but.
Well, this guy was always, Alan Sherman was popular on the old Tonight Show. Johnny Carson used to have him on all the time. He'd come up with lyrics for silly songs. He was sort of the, Cohen, what's his first name? Of the era. What's that guy, the actor's name, whose name is, he's a pain in the neck. I don't know who I'm talking about. It begins with a B. What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm usually good at this game, but...
No, Sacha Cohen, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh.
He was sort of that guy in that era, if you know what I mean. And so it's the story of camp and, having bad food and that sort of thing. He wrote, his son Robert actually was attending a camp in Westport, New York, and that was the inspiration for the song because he'd actually sent this note home to his parents. But he could make something silly and funny out of anything. And that's why Carson loved having him on. I just think the more celebrating we do of summertime. But the time, as you were pointing out, goes so quickly. We're already, I think Jennifer said a few minutes ago, we're already into July, 4th of July this next weekend. Pretty amazing, right? I mean, think about it. And that's another.
What's your favorite thing to rush us through the summer?
No, I'm not. No, not my favorite thing. I want it to last forever. And speaking of that, how about the food for the summertime? What are we like? I was looking at the Chipotle thing. They have hiked their prices. Pretty much everybody has, though. They've gone up 4 or 5% because of the increase that it's costing them to hire new workers. But
I'm also so skeptical of that reasoning and that rationale. Yes,
you are?
There are some food prices that are more expensive, but to see every single restaurant up their drink prices, I mean, alcohol has not gone up in price. And it actually, it's gone down.
The cost of serving it, though, has gone up, hasn't it?
I'm not doubting that it is more costly right now for restaurants, but I think to blame all of it on, well, we're paying our workers more, so we have to pass the cost on
to
you.
Like gasoline,
I think this is also
right?
It's a very convenient time to also raise prices because people are desperate to be out. They're desperate. I mean, Lewis and I have been out to a million restaurants, and we look at the bill and we're like, wow, this is like 25% more than it used to be for the same meal that we got pre-pandemic.
Do you
and
think about that while you're eating? Or are you enjoying the food and not worrying about the bill?
No, because, I mean, look, that's capitalism, right? We're willing to pay for it. So,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I think that there's a little bit of trickeration in here as well. I don't think
that's
this
a good
is
word.
All
Where did
just...
that come from? Jay, you know that word, trickeration? I like that. Sounds like a dirty word.
I don't know,
word.
A friend of mine's from Alabama, and they say trickeration.
Trickeration,
there,
I like
so,
that.
Yeah.
The European Food Safety Authority says Starburst, this is going to break my heart, I can tell already, Sour Patch Kids Skittles, and 3,000 other candies, Jell-O, the snack cakes, the stuff that's in them is bad for you. Hello. You just figuring that out? It's titanium dioxide. There are particles that exist in these foods, and so they are no longer considered safe. So are we going to take them off the Food and Drug Administration? Going to take them off the shelves?
No, because what does the FDA ever do? Nothing. So this is going to be a known thing now that, yes, all the dye that's in all of this stuff that is all junk food and candy that all the kids are eating, and, yeah, they're not going to do anything. What are they going to do? I think the FDA is so useless, it should just be dismantled into other and break it off into other branches.
Well, they've done
that. How do they decide? How do they decide when they find something carcinogenous?
Carcinogenic.
Carcinogenic.
Yeah.
That too, yeah.
When they find something that causes cancer, how come some things they won't remove from the shelves and other times it's like, oh, you know what? To each their own.
Lobbying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
money.
Like that heartburn medicine, Zantac. Right. That stuff worked wonders, but it could cause cancer, so it was removed from shelves.
Okay. Yep. So now, the big question is a tuna fish sandwich at Subway really a tuna fish sandwich? Or a Subway, it's not really a sandwich, it's a Shrewsbury. But anyway, somebody who obviously needed to get a life had the tuna fish tested to see if it was really tuna fish. And there was, quote, no amplifiable tuna DNA in the tuna or whatever it is. So if it's not tuna fish, then what is it? That's what I want to know. Huh?
Apparently 15 species of fish can actually be labeled as tuna.
Really?
And so they tested this stuff from Subway against 5 known, you know, DNA samples of tuna, and it didn't come up as any of them. Technically, it doesn't necessarily mean that, I mean, I would never eat tuna from Subway anyway. Sorry, Subway.
Yeah.
But, you know, technically, it doesn't mean that it isn't some species of tuna. But the other thing is that the lab said, which makes it even worse to me, they said, well, you know, it's cooked fish, and it's been processed, and it's been mixed with, you know, mayo and whatever else is that, all the other processed stuff.
Celery.
So it might actually be really hard to even discern if any real fish or was ever in there, or is it just so now mixed with such heavily processed stuff that they can't extract any data. Either way, who wants either of those options? I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who is it that would look at Subway's bread and found that the sugar content was so high? It's
all
cake.
Of the European Union.
Yeah,
literally all of
cake,
the European Union said there's too much sugar for this to even be called
Tastes
bread.
Tastes good though. Yum. Tastes very good. So now we don't eat. When I have a sandwich at Subway, it's always the veggie. They have a veggie patty.
How often do you eat at Subway? I've never heard you even say that.
A couple times a year. I'll stop and Or if I'm getting, if it's a Saturday or Sunday weekend and everybody's working on the farm, I'll go to the Subway or this. Actually, there's a deli next door that's much better, but they take
longer.
I'm
sure, yeah.
Go to the Subway, bing, bang, boom, you get it done. The only thing I've ever had in there was the patty, the veggie patty. And they put spinach on top of it and lettuce and tomatoes and onion, pickles. It actually tastes pretty good. But I don't know how good the bread is. Again, back to what you were saying.
What's in the patty that you ate? That's what I'd like to know.
The veggie patty?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now that you asked me that question, I can't. It's veggie. It's called a veggie patty. So
yeah,
aren't there veggies in it? You don't think so?
Well, considering there's no tuna in the tuna, you don't know.
What I want to know is what's in those sandwiches that you get at the 7-Eleven. If it's that bad at the Subway, or you know, you go into the gas station, into the whatever it is that they call those stores, convenience stores, and they all have a refrigerated case thing, and it's got tuna fish in it, and it's got egg salad in it, and it's got God knows how many days old it is. Really?
Yeah, I know. And here's a little tip that I learned when I had to do when I was working for a news station in New York City. I had to do a story which made me so grossed out. But at the time, a lot of bodegas in the city were getting shut down by the health department because the steam tables, like the hot tables, you know. And so I was doing a report on that and all the bacteria and all the disgusting stuff that's there. And then I learned if you go into a deli and you see and you look into the case where they keep all the meat and cheese and everything, if you see any condensation on the inside of the case, it's not at the right temperature and you should leave immediately. Little tip.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Or if you see a bug walking across the top of the plastic.
Well, that too, or a mouse or something like that.
47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any 2-ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial. Or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the DJD program, Doug, Victoria, Jay, and Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. There was an accident apparently on the set of Indiana Jones 5. We're going to get to the bottom of what happened to Harrison Ford right after this. Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Murray AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Sounds like any ordinary sort of soldiery movie theme. Let's find out from Chuck what this represents. All right, Chuck, what do we have musically? What is that?
That is the theme to the 1987 movie RoboCop, starring actor Peter Weller, who turns 75 years old today, played the character of Murphy, the lead character. Let me tell you about RoboCop, Doug. That is a masterpiece. That is a great movie. But it is a violent, it has one of the most violent sequences of any movie in the 1980s, directed by a Dutch director named Paul Verhoeven, who Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, another pretty violent movie, and Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone. He was a very talented guy. He also did a movie called, I forgot. Well, he did a few other movies, but I'm a fan.
Around.
I think he's a very talented guy, but RoboCop is a great movie, and I'm a fan of Peter Weller. He also did a movie called Shakedown with Sam Elliott, Leviathan, a B-monster movie that I like. TV, he's done 24, Dexter, Longmire, quality actor. Not a huge star, but a lot of people who know movies know who Peter Weller is.
You saw him, you know him, absolutely. Okay, yep. So now we'll go to the big stuff. Harrison Ford got hurt. What happened?
Well, he's been hurt on almost every Indiana Jones movie he's done. One of them, he tore an ACL, but that was back in the day when he was in his 30s or 40s. The thing is, he hurt his shoulder and is doing a fight rehearsal for a major stunt in the film. So his part or his ability to be on set has been shut down temporarily. They're still going to keep filming the exterior stuff and, you know, scenes with other actors not involving the Indiana Jones character. But I guess, you know, when this happens, people always ask the question, should he be doing this at the age of 78? He'll be 79 in July. Yeah, I say sure. You know, I'm sure they didn't have him, you know, diving off cliffs. It was probably a freak thing, and, you know, he tweaked or hurt his shoulder, but I'm sure
he'll recover. These guys that want to do their own stunts, Tom Cruise, the same thing.
Well, if you look at the history of guys like Tom Cruise and Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, all these guys have gotten hurt and, you know, pretty, you know, serious injuries over the course of a career. I think the difference this year is, you know, Ford is in his upper 70s, so what are the limit of what
you have insurance policies for stuff like this? You remember my friend Tucker, who did Debris on NBC this past season, the first day they were out shooting, he tripped over something when he was chasing a bad guy in the woods, and he pulled his Achilles out for a month. So it's a $100 million TV show gets shut down because he mangled his ankle.
Right. I mean, not that an actor would be involved to this extent, but, like, there's been cases over the years where stuntmen have been killed on set. Mm-hmm. I remember this incident where in the Chuck Norris movie, Delta Force 2, where a couple stuntmen were killed. I mean, that's awful stuff when you hear that. And The Walking Dead, there was a stuntman a couple years ago, fell off something very high, you end up killing himself. That stuff is horrible. Nobody wants to hear about that. Stuff. That should not happen.
All right, according to you, nobody wants to hear about Jerry Seinfeld in this movie about Pop-Tarts either. Why in the world
are
you?
What is that, a Netflix deal? I said to you off air, I know Seinfeld was a big hit, and I respect the cast. They're very funny. But for me, I don't find him very funny personally, himself. Mm. So this announcement doesn't do much for me. No, I'm not excited.
Okay, so the movie is called Unfrosted, and yes, it's for Netflix. It was out being bid. That's what's going on now. My son's television show, same thing.
Which is good for
TV shows.
If you're a producer, a writer, a creative talent, all the streaming is great because...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.